The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
During the 1980s, the amount of cattle, sheep, and goats started causing erosion enough that they formed the Tonto National Forest. Sheep were limited to just driveways. Goats were completely eliminated from the forest, and cattle ranchers had to operate under a certain acre per cattle head. And that's not the only reason that the Tonto National Monument was started, but it was also to reserve the Salt and Verde River watershed. And I do have a correction. I said that Tonto Natural Bridge was closed. You may want to look it up. This press release is the Tonto National Monument that's closed because of the fire. I think the Tonto Natural Bridge is open.
Well, go to ArizonaStateParks.com or gov, and they have a great website that tells you everything that's happening.
And they do have fire, stage one fire restrictions, so you can't have a campfire.
Good.
Should be obvious.
Yes.
You shouldn't need one restriction for that. You had mentioned the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. We had put that in because they just had their inductee ceremony last Tuesday, which brought in a lot of what they call the 90s Mill Avenue scene. The Gin Blossoms, Dead Hot Workshop, I'd never heard of them. Pistoleros, Meat Puppets, but Robert Klein and the Peacemaker, or in the Refresh, Robert Klein of the Refreshments. That was one album that Shorty used to keep that thing on loop. I probably couldn't tell you a single song, but if it was played, I could probably sing every lyric for you. And that was something neat looking at. I really didn't know we had that Hall of Fame museum. You'd mentioned Bob Bozbell, one of the locals, Al McCoy, Pat McMahon, Ray Odom. Many of those have been on the broadcast.
And Marshall, of course,
yeah.
Tribble.
Yeah, you had mentioned him.
Yeah.
Some bigger names on there. Would you have guessed Dick Van Dyke in the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame?
Didn't he live here or did?
Did.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke, when he did the new Dick Van Dyke show on CBS, had a home here. It was shot here at Studio.
Up close to Carefree, right?
Carefree.
Van Dyke Studios.
And, yeah.
Steven Spielberg was on the list. Stevie Nicks, Tanya Tucker, Rex Allen Jr., Marty Robbins, Glenn Campbell, and you don't get any bigger than Waylon Jennings.
True. There's got to be Alice Cooper in there somewhere.
You better put Alice in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or
I'm
Dirks.
Sure he's in
gotta
there.
Have Dirks.
Yeah, Dirks.
I don't know that he's been in yet.
I don't think
he's too
got
young.
In yet.
Yeah.
He's only my age.
He's getting there.
Yeah, I think you need gray hair before you can get inducted now.
Oh, okay.
I had
Although
a list.
I don't think Klein's got gray hair though.
I don't think so either. I had a listener call. This one's for Dave. Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Art Brock at KPH show?
Oh, sure. Oh. Yes. No, Art. Remember Art real well. Art was at Channel 5. And when he retired, I think Art drove a school bus just for fun. You know, he liked
for fun?
Kids. Well, you know, he didn't need to. He wanted,
yeah,
he loved
cool.
kids. He loved being around kids. But yes, I remember him very well. He was very well at his craft.
Well, growing up here watching news in the 60s, my favorite was always Ray Thompson.
Yeah, Ray with the red tie.
Oh, man, with the red. And it was always... it wasn't the rest of the story, but he had a line similar to that.
Yeah,
the,
he had a
the
little
last
catch
page
line
or something
that he
like
said,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Ray Thompson, boy, he was always the steadfast face of Arizona news in the 60s for me, anyway, growing up. Well, Mr. Dave Muncy, author of Muncy Business, and now retired weather anchor, you'll be at the Payson.
We'll be at the Payson Book Festival on the 20th of July. I think you said 9 to 3:30.
That's right.
At the Matazel Casino up there, right as you come into town. And, kind of check me out. I'm around. If you need a water safety speaker, I will speak to any group, any size. I once spoke to one person. One person showed up for one of my speeches years ago, and I'll tell you, when you give a speech to one person, you'd better have good jokes,
yeah.
Because it's awful silent in that
room. A little intense, yes.
But yeah, we will, you can get a hold of me on Messenger, and I'll give you a phone number here as well, if you're looking for a speaker, 480 480-329-6817. I'll give you that one more time. 480-329-6817. You can contact me there for your speaking engagement. I do a very good water safety speech, and I do a speech on the book as well.
Very good. And the book's been out how long?
Book's been out for a year now. We published on June 8th last year.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well,
it was wonderful.
Thank you for all you've done on this particular topic of water safety throughout the state of Arizona.
And I'll leave you with this. Watch your kids around water.
There you go.
Very good. It's Rosie on the House. This is our Arizona Staycation Hour. Wherever you're going this summer, I'm sure on your staycation, it's probably going to be including a little bit of a jump into a pool at somewhere, some point in time. And we hope this just burns one more impression in the back of your mind to remember how fast it can all go south. And Dave Muncy had given an example earlier that of a parent that said, I wish I had that 10 seconds back, and then they realized they had that 10 seconds and just blew it. There's no reversing that. So wherever you go, enjoy the water. Have fun. There's a lot of great memories. I couldn't imagine growing up in Arizona without water or how different our summers would be. And I've got four kids now, and that's the first thing we're looking for. Where's the water? When we're planning our camping trips, where's the water flowing? Where are we going to get to the mountains and enjoy a stream or a lake or a fish? So enjoy it. Have fun. Be safe. And stay tuned. We've got our Outdoor Living Hour coming up. It is the 1st of July, so we've got farm fresh beans this month. Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau will join us in studio with a local Arizona farmer who grows pinto beans. And then our topic of the week this week is garage doors. So, all here at Rosie on the House.